It's time for the Arkansas Car Stereo Recruiting Roundup with Danny West of hogsports.com. Danny, thanks so much for joining us, and let's get your reaction first off to the announcement of the SEC Network today.
It's big-time news for the conference. I think anytime you can keep that logo out there, it's what I was telling Joe when he called, the rich get richer. So just more money, more exposure, that's never a bad thing for the conference. You know, I'm a big SEC fan, obviously, so I'm all for it, man. It sounds like it's going to be a great deal for the fans.
Let's go to Troy in Greenbrier. He's been hanging on patiently, we hope. Troy, welcome to overtime.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I just wanted to kind of kill two birds with one stone with this comment. I actually think that the non-conference games will actually make the conference stronger. I think that Arkansas and it'll make a lot of the football teams that have been good but not just super great will make them better. I really think it'll be good for them, and I think it'll actually be more exciting for fans to go to the games, you know, physically and not just watch them at the house because, you know, you're actually going to have smash-mouth football because the SEC is the strongest conference there is. I actually think it'll make Arkansas our team better to play more conference games because they're just where the competition's at in the United States is the SEC, you know. Hang on, listen to that comment.
All right. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate the call. Danny, I think the SEC will go to a nine-game conference season. And the reason I say that is because you look at the money that ESPN is paying the SEC now and the agreement, they're going to want it. And then plus the strength of schedule is a factor in the college football playoff that's coming in 2014.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. Money is this is a money-driven conference. It's a money-driven world, and I think that's the key element in this. And I'm right there with you. I think they're going to expand it to nine. And I think that's a great thing. More than anything with this whole deal, Trey, I think recruiting, the SEC is already killing everybody in recruiting. They kill everybody in bowl games and the NFL draft. They've won seven national championships in football in a row now. The big thing is recruiting. I mean, like I was listening earlier, I think Matt said, you know, in the western part of the country, and I think you said in the northeast part of the country, that's where you're going to see a lot more exposure now because right now they don't have a lot of coverage, you know, obviously in those places. And I think, you know, anytime you can reach out and tap into those resources a little bit, it's going to be a great thing, especially for a program like Arkansas that, you know, really doesn't have a great backyard recruiting base. So I think it definitely helps.
Danny, when you talk to recruits and you speak on Arkansas and the SEC, what is the reaction you get from them?
Well, most of the time when I call a kid and he just picked up an Arkansas offer, the first thing he says is, you know, I ask him, what do you like about this offer? And the first thing he says is, well, they're in the SEC. I don't think it gets any much clearer than that. I think most kids are just drawn to the fact that Arkansas is going to play the best teams each week. They're going to be on TV, and now even more, you know, on national TV. So everyone's impressed just by the fact that you're one of those 14 teams, one of the blessed college football programs to be able to play against the Alabamas and LSUs each week.
And, Danny, with the SEC Network, and they haven't talked about, I guess, how the distributing the money, but how much will that impact being able to have better facilities than all the other conferences also, because you're going to get more money and be able to build better facilities?
Sure, absolutely it's going to help. I think the SEC is probably already advanced as far as, you know, from a conference standpoint, as far as facilities and whatnot, and it's just going to continue to grow. I know Arkansas, obviously, with this new $40 million facility, it's going to help, you know, get more stuff like that. I think in basketball, as we know now, Arkansas obviously needs a practice facility. They're the only school that doesn't have one in the conference, so I would expect that to be one of the first things they address with some of this new money coming in.
Let's talk basketball recruiting. What happened yesterday?
Do we have to, Trey?
Yeah, we have to.
Oh, man.
How do you lose a Seegers to Auburn?
You know, I don't know. boy, as the second one in a row, you know, last month you saw Jamal Jones pick A&M, and of course he's an Arkansas native. That one floored me. I wasn't quite as surprised with Seegers yesterday, but the thing for me, Trey, you can't lose these type of guys. It's one thing to bring in Bobby Portis, Moses Kingsley, and get Alandis Harris to transfer in, but you also have to win the battles that you're expected to win. And what I mean by that is, you think back to last season when they really couldn't go on the road and win much of anything. I think they did win at Auburn, though. But they went to South Carolina one weekend and just got drilled by this really bad team. Went to Vanderbilt one time, a team that they held to 41 points up here at Bud Walton, and just got drilled again. And those were real head-scratchers. And that's kind of what this news yesterday made me feel like. How in the world did this happen? You can't lose a recruit to Auburn, you know, but I do want to be fair to Coach Anderson. I think he deserves credit for getting the Portis and the Beards and Kingsley's, those type of players. There are some positives to you know, lean back on, but again, I don't know how they lost that one. You can't lose any basketball recruit to Auburn.
And as far as recruiting, now, how many scholarships will we have next year basketball? Do you think, is there somebody else on the radar that we go after this year, or do we just save that for next year? Because I've looked at the roster, Danny, and I don't see a point guard there. That's why this hurts. And some people said he wasn't really the answer anyways, but I haven't seen the kid play. Was he better than the point guards we had on the roster? Are we still looking for a point guard to bring in for next year?
That is great questions. As far as Seegers, you know, he wasn't a program-changing type player. You know, I don't think he's a blue-chipper type guy like that who's going to come in and just dominate the game. But what he could give you was experience at that spot, and like you said, they could really use that. He's a guy who started, you know, over 40 games in a pretty significant basketball conference in the Big East. So that part hurt. You know, you really need to fill that missing piece, and I think he might have actually been the missing piece that you needed to possibly get into the tournament next year. Who knows? We'll never know now. But, you know, as far as recruiting, Manny Watkins at Fayetteville still has an offer. You know, I think they probably will end up getting Manny on board. I'm not sure if it's going to be by scholarship or through a walk-on. But, you know, I think more than anything right now, I think they're probably just going to count their losses and count those scholarships forward to next year.
Right, and you make a good point, because you're talking about a kid that is coming from high school against a kid that had, what, 2 years on him? Was he at Rutgers for 2 years? So he was a more experienced, mature, physical kid than what we would be getting.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's Seegers started 19 games 1 year, and I want to say 25 as a freshman. So he started a little more as a freshman. But regardless, wasn't a high-production guy, but definitely a guy they could have used.
Danny, let's switch gears back to football recruiting now. With these days that Brett Bielema and the staff at Arkansas can use to be out on the road, where are they going right now? What are they looking for?
Yeah, right now they've been all over. You know, they got back on the road last week, and right now they're in the spring evaluation period. You get 168 evaluation days, and that doesn't mean calendar days. It means if you send two coaches out today, you've used two of your evaluation days, basically is what that boils down to. But got back on the road last Wednesday. They've been to California, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Texas, all over the country. Obviously spent that first day in Arkansas recruiting, you know, within the state. So they've been everywhere. They're really on some big-time guys all across the country. Joe Mixon in California, a big offensive lineman and a running back in Pennsylvania. They've got kids in Texas who've already visited, some big-time kids now. So now it's just a matter of, you know, keeping that interest up in Arkansas and hopefully getting them here for either an unofficial visit in the summer or maybe an official this fall.
If you've got a question for Danny West, we've got him for a little while longer. 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. You can also send us your Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Danny, Rafe Peavy got a nice invite today, did he not?
Well, here's the thing. We were told that he has officially been invited, but I talked to his dad earlier, and right now it's still kind of in the early stages, but they feel like Rafe will be invited to the Army All-American game. It's not official yet, though, but things do look good there.
And talk about him and his game.
Hey, Rafe is, I'll tell you what, words can't describe how much I like that guy. He's not the tallest guy in the world. He's only about 6'1", but cut up, I mean, a solid 205, 210 type guy, really built, extremely strong arm. He throws the same kind of ball every time, very consistent with his motion, but he's also a great athlete. You know, he plays linebacker. He's a tough kid. He's a hard runner. He's got it all. He's got the leadership skills, everything you look for. He came down here a couple of weeks ago and finally got to meet the staff in person, and they, of course, just fell in love with him. Everything checked off. You know, he plays at a little bit lower classification in Missouri, but I don't think many teams are worried about that. He's got over 20 offers right now. One of the biggest quarterback gets Arkansas has had in a long time.
And Danny, we had some callers and they were asking about certain recruits and their perception of Arkansas. When you get a chance to talk to kids that even if they don't choose Arkansas, and I don't know how much of that y'all get to talk about, but what is the perception of kids outside of the state? How when they look and how do they see the university up there?
Well, it's a what have you done for me lately type deal, and you know, forgetting about last year, I think most kids realize that was just a total freak disaster with what happened with Petrino and John L. coming in and having that bad year. But for the most part, kids see that, you know, Petrino came in here and had a really good run. He proved that it can be done at Arkansas, and I think now they look at Bielema and what he was able to do at Wisconsin, a similar, you know, type program as Arkansas with recruiting bases and such. But I think they see that, and they're excited about, you know, him coming in here and competing for championships.
And also, who helps these kids most of the time with their decision? We had the head coach from North Little Rock yesterday, and we talked about, you know, certain kids, you know, and he told us that one mom said, you handle it, I want you to help him make his decision. Most of the time, is it the coach helping these kids, or is it a family, or in the case in basketball, is it the AAU coach?
Yeah, it varies. You know, it depends on what kind of background the kid has. A lot of kids, you know, don't grow up in a traditional two-parent home. So, of course, a head coach always steps in and tries to fill that void. And Coach Boulding is a perfect example of that. He goes well out of his way to help his kids, and I've always appreciated that about him. But, you know, it could be an uncle. We've dealt with uncles. We've dealt with grandparents before, believe it or not, who you'll call a kid and their grandparents answer, and you talk to them, you know, as opposed to anyone else. But for the most part, you know, the coach, the head coach of that kid normally talks. He spends most of the time talking to the coaches that are recruiting him, so he's obviously a pretty good choice to go with.
On our Keithley Service Company Live fan feedback, Walker and Van Buren asked Danny, tell me about Jawan Day. What is his upside, and what do you see him doing at the University of Arkansas?
Yeah, right there at North Little Rock. You know, Jawan's a legit 6'1.5", 205 guy. I was talking to Coach Boulding about him a few weeks back, and he expects Jawan to be up around the 215-pound range by this summer. He kind of wants him a little bit bigger going into the fall. Of course, he's going to be carrying the ball a lot more now without Alti Tenpenny sharing the backfield with him, but could probably use a little more speed, but definitely the top running back in the state this year. Cedric Cobbs is cousin. He's got all the bloodlines. Everything checks off. Great kid. You know, he runs a little bit high at times. You know, he's a taller kid, but I know he's working on that. Auburn has been in. Ole Miss is checking on him. Looks like a lot more offers may be rolling in for Jawan, but firmly committed to Arkansas. He's very happy with his decision to be a Razorback, and I expect that to remain the situation throughout his recruitment.
Danny, as you talk more and more with recruits and potential Razorbacks, mm-hmm. what do they say about the staff that Brett Bielema has been able to assemble?
more than anything, I hear that they're just really chill, laid-back guys. And I think kids, a lot of times, you can deal with a Bobby Petrino or a Nick Saban, really, I don't want to say intense, but really serious people. And then you come to Arkansas and you've got Brett Bielema coming out the Broyles Center to meet you in the parking lot and shake your hand and hug your mom. I think that really hits home with a lot of kids. Charlie Partridge is obviously a great example of that. He's a hugger. You know, a lot of kids like the hugs. So they've got a lot of huggers on this staff, let me tell you. And so far, the reaction I get from kids is that, you know, they love them as people first more than anything.
And you know, I'm thinking back to when I was going through the recruiting process, and sometimes when you talk to a coach, if they come across the wrong way, it's like you just cancel them off the list. You know, what is this staff, whether it be football or basketball, what do they do so well? And we saw what Coach Bielema did in a short amount of time getting some out-of-state recruits. What do you think they do so well to get those guys?
Well, they make it more of a personal relationship than anything. I think a good example of that is how they treat junior days here at Arkansas. You know, most schools will bring in anywhere from 50 to 150 kids for a visit, a junior day visit. Arkansas likes to shred that down a little bit to where maybe you only have one or two kids up for a practice one day, but it gives you so much more time to you know, really grow that personal relationship with the kid and his parents, and I think they really try to emphasize that. We've seen that pay off a few times early on. I would expect them to try to keep that going.
And now AAU is getting under swing. Is that right? I'm trying to think when they start.
AAU basketball is in full swing.
Yeah,
right now.
Where are you know, and we know how basketball is becoming, where it is a lot more recruitment in the AAU. Where are some of the better players going to be playing coming up in the next couple months, and who, you know, is there anybody else out there that, you know, maybe you have on the radar that we don't know about yet?
You know what? I'm going to have to do some checking to see where everybody's at. I think Anton Beard's actually going to be back in Memphis. Is that right? I believe that's right. Beard's going to be in Memphis, but I'm going to have to check around with that, Matt. I've been focusing on trying to keep up with these football coaches over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to have to check for you, buddy.
And talk about, Danny, what you do now. How do you stay in touch and stay on top of everything that is going on?
Well, really, it slows down, to be honest with you, quite a bit. After signing day, of course, you get a little bit of a lull. But obviously for us, we want to jump right into the next year's class and try to find as many prospects as possible. But then you've got spring ball, so that brings a lot of kids on campus, a lot of unofficial visits. Then it kind of hits another lull, and right now we're, of course, in the spring evaluation period, so a lot of coaches on the road extending a lot of offers. I think Arkansas is up to about 140 offers extended across the country right now, and that number probably grows by anywhere from 2 to 5 every day, so it's a lot to keep up with. But after the spring evaluation period, we kind of sit down, call all these kids, and find out who's genuinely interested, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get you there. When you, I guess when you assess the needs of the team from your perspective and you start trying to contact those type of players, what types of questions are you asking them? As opposed to when a coach contacts a player.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, for the most part, first of all, you want to find out, is this kid genuinely interested in Arkansas? And if not, you know, you kind of take a different direction with them. And me working for Rivals, I will ask him, well, who are you interested in? And try to help other teams out, you know, any way I can. But for the kids that are interested in Arkansas, you want to find out more about when they might visit, or if they've already visited, find out how that visit went. Talk as much about the coaches as you can. See what they've learned from the coaches so far. You know, any other official dates that they've got coming up. And for the most part, just kind of staying in touch and getting to know the kid.
Danny, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. I appreciate it.